I start out life as a novice and I finish it as an expert. This is an extremely inefficient way to make a life. If I could start out as an expert, my life would be enormously better. In the beginner's mind, there are many ways to reach an objective, but in the expert's mind, there is only one best way. I need the expert's mind. When I can look at a problem and instantly know what needs to be done, then I am an expert. Until then, I need the help of people who are experts in what I want to do. Life is too short, and if I don't escape my limited thinking, I will run out of time before I reach my dreams. Experts can teach me to do anything better and quicker than I can teach it to myself. They have been down the road before and can give me a guided tour. I will enjoy the trip more and have fewer accidents along the way. Reinventing the wheel is a waste of time, and I don't have enough time to figure everything out on my own. Working with experts is like riding in a time machine. They put more time in my pocket because they save me from having to reinvent the wheel. Experts put wings on my feet. They help me get to my destination faster than I could get there on my own. Animals are my teachers. When I watch them doing their thing, I learn tons of lessons that help me make my life into what I want it to be. Take dragonflies, for instance. Dragonflies are like humans. In their short lives, they spend their time doing two major things, flying and holding on. Most of the time, dragonflies are flying, flapping their wings a bazillion times a second as they zip from place to place. Occasionally, I see them with their landing gear down, holding on. I do the same things, except that most of the time I am holding on, and only occasionally I spread my wings and fly. Sometimes I even forget that I have wings. Every morning, God drops a new day into my lap and gives me the opportunity to fly. The trouble is that too much of the time I'm holding on when I should be flying. Even after sailing around the world on a yacht, even after navigating through pirate-infested waters, even after surviving the savage seas, my inner voice tells me to hold on and do the safe thing when it should be encouraging me to fly. I'm beginning to wonder whether my inner voice has a problem. Holding on has two major problems. First, holding on keeps me where I am, stuck in a no-growth zone. Life is about growth and change, and if I'm not growing and changing, then I'm wasting my life. I'm dying before my time, and life is too short for that. It's a big world out there with hundreds of countries to visit and thousands of opportunities for adventure. I'm going to tell you a secret. The reason God gave me a new day is so that I could do something new with it. I'm not supposed to do the same things today that I did yesterday. That would be going into rewind and making my life into a rerun. What a waste. Every day is a new life. Yesterday was my old life, and today is my new life. If I live right today, I will make it into something entirely new. I will break new ground and become a new person, different from the one I was yesterday. The second problem with holding on is that I usually hold on to the wrong things. I hold on to stuff. Just look at my yacht. It's now floating about 12 inches below its designed waterline because of all the stuff I have on board. And then there is all the stuff I have in storage facilities waiting for the day that someone finally disposes of it at an estate sale. I'm not the only one afflicted with this curious addiction to stuff. Just drive down the streets of America and you will see people cramming their stuff into storage facilities everywhere. There's only one thing that I should hold on to, and that is love. Stuff comes and goes, but love endures forever. I've owned a lot of things in my life, and I've rediscovered that the best things in life still are free. I'll tell you what I want: good health, a heart full of love, and enough freedom chips to keep on trucking. If I have those three things, I have everything I need to fly. Thank you, Mr. Dragonfly. Thanks for reminding me to let go and to spread my wings and fly.